there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
This week's edition of The Playlist. That was Rockwell. And this is an unpronounceable name. I'll come back to it afterwards.
White lights are too bright. I just want to see a trace or an outline.
Save a fear.
that's what I like. Yeah, I like. Put one your foot up on my body, standing up right above me. I don't feel so lonely, lonely. Darling, don't be so shy. I'll see you at midnight. And when I close my eyes, I saw three times, I saw three times. For your outline, but it's just mine, but it's just mine. I know you're dead inside, but you make me feel alive. I wait to see you.
Well, hello champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist, where the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, is haunting. It's not Halloween, because I did Halloween last year, and once you've played the Monster Mash, and Spooky Scary Skeletons, and Thriller, you're pretty much out of Halloween songs. So this year I decided to go with haunting, and I'll talk more about it in a little while, but to let you know that we opened up this week with Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me, suggested by Swisslet from 1984. That was Puvris with Mirrors, suggested by Alice McAlice Pants. It's spelled P-V-R-I-S, so it's either Paris but fancy, Puvris, which I'm going with, or Puris, because it's they've gone down the Chiverches route of a fancy U, and I don't stand for any of that nonsense. So Puvris, that was from 2014, and this next one was suggested by Mr. Andrew D, so from all the way from that there Australia, and this is Soko with I'll Kill Her.
So, of course, you are supposed to call me tonight. You are supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema, and after to the restaurant, the one you like in your street. We would have slept together, have a nice breakfast together, and then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth, where some lullabies are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you're never trying to reach me, no. You never called me back. You were dating that bitch blonde girl. If I find her, I swear, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I would have met your friends, we would have had a drink or two. They would have liked me, cause sometimes I'm funny. I would have met your dad, I would have met your mom. She would have said, please, can you make some beautiful babies? So we would have had a boy called Tom and a girl called Susan, born in Japan. I thought it was a love story, but you don't want to get involved. I thought it was a love story, but you're not ready for that. Me neither. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. She's a bitch, you know. All she's got is blondness, not even tenderness. Yeah, she's clever, less. She'll dump your ass for a model called Brandon. He will pay for a beautiful surgery, cause he's full of money. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me. No, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl. And if I find her, I swear, you know, I swear, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I told you, you know, if I find her, I'll kill her for real. Is that for sure? You have to know. I mean, you know, I can do it. Man, I'll kill her.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Oh,
was the diminishing concrete blonde with ghost of a Texas ladies' man. That was suggested by Sappo's Cat, so thank you very much for that suggestion. That was from 1992. Ahead of that was Francis Soko with I'll Kill Her. And yeah, that was suggested by Mr. Andrew D. New name to me, Soko, so thank you for that. I quite enjoyed that. I always like it when people sing in English in their native accent. So French English in a French accent is always entertaining to me. But unusual, really, because most French people refuse to speak English, and quite right too, of course. So anyway, hello, this is The Playlist, I'm Darren, and the theme this week is haunting. What I wanted to do, I wanted to reflect that this is Halloween week, but I didn't want to go down the usual Halloween party tunes, because there's only a certain amount of those, and I'm pretty sure I played them all last year, and I didn't want to repeat it, so I figured I'd go with the theme of haunting, and you all understood the assignment, I think it's fair to say. The tracks are sort of halfway between songs about ghosts and ghoulies and such, and haunting tunes. I've even allowed myself a selection this week. I know, get me. Which, I must confess, I played last year, but it's the most haunting track I know, so I don't care. Also, it's my show. Well, I mean, it's your show, but as ever, I point out that I am a benign dictator. So, what you're listening to, by the way, currently underneath me is Spirits Drifting by Brian Eno, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer, so thank you very much for that suggestion. The tunes for the next couple of hours. It's, I thought it was going to be a lot more mellow than it is. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some significant mellows, but not as much as I thought there'd be, so it's quite a nice mixture, actually. This next one was suggested by a new Prue here on the playlist. Hang on a second. Do me thing here, and find me thing here. This next one was suggested by Andy Incarnate. Haven't used that one for a few weeks, so I'd forgotten I had it. Anyway, this is The Cure of Forest.
Nothing.
There are some DJs that would talk over those last few bass notes, and those DJs are terrible, terrible people. Anyway, I'm not doing a link here. I'm just popping in to say, New Ident Klaxon, a wooga, a wooga.
I don't wanna see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking. And it's something about you.
And now I know I never ever wanna be without you. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost
of your precious love. Of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I see he's kind of shy, but that's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of guy.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost
of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
I'll build my world around you. I'll bless the day I found you.
I'll stay beside you. I'll never leave or tell you all those lies that you never believe. Wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Of your precious love. Of your precious love.
You got a way out.
You got a way of talking,
and it's something about you.
That's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of guy.
And now I know I'll never ever want to be without you.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Sinead O'Connor and Shane McGowan with Haunted by a Ghost, just Haunted, which is such an odd tune. I mean, it's a lovely tune. It's essentially a really nice Sinead O'Connor track with a drunken barking lunatic joining in occasionally, and it's really strange, but it's great. I couldn't not play it, of course, because It's by far and away the most requested tune this week. It was originally suggested by Kieran Ferry, CC Ferry, but Tiger Crash got a suggestion in on that one as well, plus a few others, so I figure I had to play it. I'm glad I did, because it's really good, but yeah, very, very odd. Anyway, yeah, so this is the playlist. I'm Darren, and this one is, as suggested by Tiger Crash, from 2017. This is St. Vincent.
I sway in place to a slow disco and a glass for the saints and a bar for the road. Am I thinking what everybody's thinking? I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. There's blood in my ears and a fool in the mirror, and the pain of mistakes couldn't get any clear. My thinking what everybody's thinking. I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost.
No. and she stands in the crowd and sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, well, the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries all over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
The Chieftains with Mick Jagger, their version of The Long Black Veil from 1995. That was suggested by Roy Too. The Long Black Veil, there were a couple of versions of that were suggested. Off the top of my head, Swisslet suggested the Johnny Cash version, I think. Well, he suggested a couple of different, but then sort of landed on Johnny Cash. That was nice, wasn't it? And ahead of that was St. Vincent with Slow Disco from 2017. Or as Cara, because I must credit these jokes accordingly, as Cara said in the chat over at stream.djdarren.site, St. Vincent without her backing band, the Grenadines, which I very much enjoyed. Thank you, Cara, for that. Join us in the chat. You don't have to be a comedy genius, but it helps. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and as suggested by Rollo Treadway, this next one is Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party.
Thank you. golden sheets. And where are the maidens, my darling dear? He said, that will wait upon you while you are asleep. Oh, the plaid is my bed, my dearest dear, she said. The shroud is my white holland sheet, and the worms and creeping things are my servants, dear, she said. That will wait upon me while I am asleep.
I am stretched on your grave, and I'll lie here forever. If your hands were in mine, I'd be sure they would not sever. My apple tree, my brightness, it's time we were together. For I smell of the earth, and I'm worn by the weather. When my family think that I'm safely in my bed, oh, from morn until night, I am stretched out at your head, calling out unto the earth with tears hot and I loved as a child. Do you remember the night, oh, the night when we were lost in the shade of the blackthorn and the torch of the frost? Oh, and thanks be to Jesus, we did all that was right, and your your pillar of light. All the priests and the friars, they approach me in dread. Oh, for I love you still.
Rusby. That was I Am Stretched on Your Grave, and that was gorgeous, wasn't it? That was suggested by, let me find my list, Art Nacrae, so thank you very much, Andy, for that. That was from 1998. Ahead of that, Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party with 2014's The Lover's Ghost, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. Thank you very much, Rollo, for that. So, the theme this week is haunting. And I think it's fair to say that many of these tracks are very, very haunting indeed, as well as being about restless spirits and ghosts and ghoulies and goblins and such. Mostly it's ghosts, actually. So, I guess fits the theme even better. One isn't necessarily haunted by a goblin, one is terrified by a goblin. So, ghost songs, ghost stories set to music, essentially, is what a lot of these are. Don't worry, there's a few that aren't necessarily, but most of them are. This next one, for example, is about a vampire, as suggested by Giflian. This is the mighty, mighty Annie Lennox with Love Song for a Vampire.
Come into beating
meaty piece of music, isn't it? That was Love Song for a Vampire by Annie Lennox from 1992. That was used on the soundtrack to Interview for the Vampire, which also had a Guns N' Roses track. It was Guns N' Roses covering Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. Yeah, that was Interview with the Vampire, wasn't it? I had that. I had both of those. I bought both of them on single, actually. And what really disappointed me was they felt that they couldn't release that song as a single on its own because it's a bit. It's a waltz. Is it a waltz? I think it is. But you don't get that in pop music very much. And so they released it as a kind of, well, as the B-side to Little Bird, which was far more popular because it was, you know, an actual pop song. But it was much less interesting to me than Love Song for a Vampire, so it was always a shame that you didn't hear it that much on the radio. And so it's nice to be able to sit back and listen to that one, actually. So thank you, Giflian, for that suggestion. Much appreciated. I think that fits the theme of haunting very well, don't you? Anyway, we should probably play some more music. This next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, who suggested the Brian Eno track that I'm talking all over. Sorry, Brian. Now I'm going to pronounce this in the French way because it's far prettier than the English way of pronouncing this name. This is Agnès Obel with Aventine. Thank you.
the playlist.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Superstition.
Nice and mellow here on the playlist with Rob Zombie with Dragula, as suggested by the Plague Doc. Thank you very much, the Plague Doc. That was awesome. I love that. I've got the album somewhere on CD, and the video. There was a bit. I remember watching it on MTV with my mate Dan back when. I mean, when did that come out? That was 1998. See, I'd have been like 17, 18 when that came out. And we were watching it on MTV, and there's this magnificent bit where he's in the Hellbilly Deluxe car, and he's sideways headbanging, and I couldn't stop laughing. It was wonderful. Anyway, so thank you very much, Plague Doc, for that. Ahead of the top of the hour was Lau, I believe it's pronounced L-A-U, with Ghosts from 2015, which is absolutely gorgeous. That is very much my must check out more of this week. That was suggested by Sheepnik. Kieran Ferry pointed out that it's kudos to whoever picked Chris Draver. So I looked up Chris Draver, and it turns out he's like 2 years older than me. And in fact, his birthday is in a couple of days' time. So happy birthday for Friday, actually, Halloween. Chris, but he sounds like a man in his 70s who's seen life. It's wonderful. Ahead of that Weirdly, ahead of that was Agnes Obel with Aventine, as suggested by Sod's lawyer, and it's her birthday tomorrow. I just looked her up on Wikipedia to see where she's from. She's Danish, by the way. And yeah, it's her birthday tomorrow. She'll be 45 years old. She's the same age as me. So thank you very much. Happy birthday, Agnes Obel. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and I shall stop yapping now for a bit in order to play some Therapy, as suggested by Nikki Quote. Thank you, Nikki Quote, for this suggestion.
In the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein...
The Playlist.
Something borrowed,
Sharon Gascoigne, that was from last year, The Awakening with Haunting, which sounded incredibly 80s. I really enjoyed that. That was nice. Thank you, Sharon, for that suggestion. I was completely unaware of The Awakening until this week. Enjoyed that. I hope you all enjoyed that as much as I did. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and ahead of The Awakening was Therapy, with Joey, as suggested by Nikki Quote. So thank you very much, Nikki Quote, for that. A big fan of Therapy. Always loved the lads. Irish royalty. This is The Playlist. The theme this week is haunting. So mostly it's songs about ghosts. And in fact, these next two songs are both called Ghost. So, doing exactly what it says on the tin. They've got some great stuff actually coming up between here and 9 o'clock. I'm not going to throw forward to any of it, but needless to say, it's all good. Another 45 minutes of absolute quality, including this next one by, this is from 2020, and it's by an artist that I was completely unaware of, but I really enjoyed this. It's giving off significant Sam Ryder. Not Sam Ryder. Sam. Fender. God. Completely different person. Anyway, it's given off significant Sam Fender, and I enjoyed this. This is Jerry Cinnamon with Ghost.
what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
I keep going to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your ghost? The ghost of you, he keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, the soul what's inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. These eyes sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade, your cold heart makes my spirit shake. I had to go.
With Ghost, and that was basically a gospel track, wasn't it? That was great. And that was suggested by Andy Fish, so thank you very much, Andy, for that. Can you believe that was from 2014? That's 11 years old. That's outrageous. And ahead of that was Jerry Cinnamon with Ghost, as suggested by the Plague Dog. He's the only person to get two tracks in this week, because he's a teacher's pet, and he suggested some significantly good tunes. I had quite a lot of difficulty filtering through. In fact, I had quite a lot of difficulty filtering through a lot of the tracks this week. Some really good ones were suggested. So if you stick around after 9 o'clock, the extras that I'll be playing out overnight are Chef's Kiss. I had to say that because I don't know whether or not my microphone picks up things like... because it doesn't pick up the applause that I used to do. Because it's too good. It filters it all out, you see. And sometimes you just want a trash microphone, don't you? Just to sound like you're doing a podcast with your mate in a massive empty room. This is the playlist. and I am not a podcast with a mate in a massive empty room. I am one man on his own in a tiny, crowded room full of my stuff. This week's show, of course, brought to you by Tunnock's Tea Cakes. I've had two Tunnock's Tea Cakes since I've been doing this show. Tunnock's Tea Cakes. Anything else that's marshmallow covered in chocolate with biscuit that isn't Tunnock's is shit. That's the official line that Tunnock's are paying me to say. This next one was suggested by Heapy. And this is not the first time he's suggested them, and I'm fairly sure I've played them fairly recently, but it's a banger, and the name of it kind of makes me laugh. This is Baraka Som Sistema with Esquelito.
Alo, alo. Alo, alo.
Numa sala, ok. A choro em casa tem drama, olhei. Tem um altar lá no fundo, vejo os 40 bombos, mas não entendo quem parou, nem sei. Hoje é celebração, é certo. Não sinto o coração a bater no peito. Será que eu morri? Camisa e fato preto. Safoda, eu tô aqui. Vim pra banar o esqueleto.
Alô? Alô? Abano esqueleto. Alô, alô. Tô no lume. Abano esqueleto. Abano esqueleto. Alô, alô. Tá doçado. Abano esqueleto. Abano esqueleto.
Será que eu morri? 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 Será que eu morri?
Before a child is born into this world of sorrow, we must protect it with lines of prosperity. Save your soul. When I entered this world, I entered into darkness. Traveled to the UK with a heart full of dance steps, soul full of trust and a mind full of hatred. Left with tribal marks cause the world is unrighteous. I got 9 on my chest, need protection from the rest. Once a lost sheep, circled into darkness. Now I dissect chickens just to stop my fucking craving. Look into my eyes, can't you see I'm a demon? We pray to the sky when the answer's in our semen. I eat snails and pigtails, never vegetarian. There's a lion on my arm, eating up a cobra. Don't wait till the end before you know it's over.
Alo, alo.
Something. That was Baraka Som Sistema with African Boy with Esqueleto. I have to say that in a vibrant way, because it's a vibrant word, Esqueleto. Thank you, Heapy, for that suggestion. That was great. Oh, what you can hear under me right now, by the way. That's Burning Spear with The Ghost, brackets, Martin Garvey, close brackets. That was suggested by Sheepnik. That was one of Sheepnik's regular suggestions, but it's an instrumental, so it works as a bed. So thank you very much for that. I've been talking over it for half an hour now. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Davybot and is great. And it's from an album, I believe, called The Fuck. And this is Shirt with Phantom, brackets, Redux.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's right. Stay the hell away from my card. I'm gonna need those props. I done came this far. I'm about to get vicious, about to get sick. You don't have the support. You can suck my dick, that's a banana spit. Shit's getting out of hand. I can tell you to scram, but you make a good fan. How am I gonna be the one to tell you why I'm breaking up the band? Oh, you need my help? Don't hold your breath. It's ain't about hate, I know what you meant. It's your business, look, I sold you percent. It's not about me trying to break your heart, not about me trying to hurt it. It's about me making sure the only people that's left around me are the people that deserve it.
I better do work.
I kept my number the same for years, my nigga. Now I'm about to be ghost. I really hope you don't catch no feelings. Hey, watch out, watch out.
Be cool now.
Don't do nothing you regret. Don't do nothing, never get it. Do what the hell you want, I can care less. I don't give a shit, boy, I got so much to do. Feel like I got so much to prove. I don't need no drama, dummies and new friends. All I need is me and my crew. What you gon' do?
Be cool now.
Gon' piss the rest of your life. What you gon' piss away this night? All these hot chicks waiting in line. Nigga, drop the act, learn how to act. We gon' drop a stack, we gon' make it back. We gon' make it mad, we gon' make it laugh. She loves me, but she hates that. That Maybach is non-existent. Car service, you might miss it. I might send it, you like bitch. And I might skip it, I might risk it. I might just don't stand in my light. If we talk shit all night, just chalk it up to the hype. We ain't no cornballs, we dance. Baby, don't make no other plans. Might just throw your ass in a pool. Might wanna bring another pimp pants.
Be cool now.
Yeah, baby. Just trying to get you to dance, girl. Some bitches that love rappers and don't fuck. No slut, you won't touch. Don't post up, you get
shut
fucked up. What's up? What's I heard up? That hoe you with got crabs, which means you with your crab attitude match. I seen the worst of motherfuckers, thirsty motherfuckers, mercy motherfuckers. You make it easy for the entire world to love us. All you do is hurt each other. Tell them, shirt, motherfucker.
You want answers?
I want
the playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
Mr. Brown is a clown who writes.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. You wait.
was, of course, 10cc, who are not in love, and they also don't like cricket. But what are they into? What are they about? They never really tell us that, do they? They align themselves with negativity. And I don't know, that's not healthy. But it was a good tune, so thank you very much, Cara, for the suggestion. That was haunting in this sense of it's a haunting tune. As I was saying on Mastodon, that sounds mad in the good headphones. Like being whispered in your left ear, it's really, really creepy. It's really, really weird. You could say it's haunting. Yeah. Thank you, Cara. That was a fine, fine suggestion. Ahead of that was The Wailers with Mr. Brown from 1971. Cool. Can you believe it's been that long since it came out? That was suggested by Seard, so thank you very much, Seard. And before that was Shirt with Phantom Brackets Redux, close brackets, from 2015, suggested by Davybot, so thank you very much, Davybot, for that. This next one is 6 minutes of folk glory. This is Peter Knight's Gig Spanner with Two Constant Lovers live.
As I was a-walking down by the seashore, where the wind did whistle and the waves they did roar, there I heard a fair maid make a terrible sound, like the wind and the waves that did echo all around, crying, thank you. six bells they appear when the moon shining bright and the stars they are clear. These two constant lovers with each other's charms rolling over and over in each other's arms, crying, oh, my love is gone. He's the youth I adore, but he's drowned, and I never will see him no more.
Suggested by Aaron, that was Hannah Cartwright and Ross Tones with All You Leave Behind from 2011. And ahead of that, from the same year, well, recorded in the same year, was Peter Knight's Gig Spanner with Two Constant Lovers. That was suggested by Revian. So thank you very much for that, Revian. And thank you very much for that, Aaron. Well, I'm almost done here. Got time for a couple more tunes, but I must attend to very important things right now, must I not? Next week's theme. Next week's theme will be... Festival of Lights. Partly because we just had Diwali, and partly because we're about to have biggy bangy explosions. Last year I covered Bonfire Night, Guy Fawkes Night, however you may wish to call it, with the theme of explosions, and it was a great show. But given that the clocks have just changed here, they've just gone back, so it was dark basically at 5 o'clock down here on the south coast of England, which is a dreadful state of affairs. I figure let's celebrate light. So the Festival of Lights next week, songs about lights and fireworks and whatever, songs that bring light into your life basically, that's next week's theme. So yeah, use the hashtag the playlist suggestion to fling your suggestions my way, and please use the hashtag and try and make sure that your posts are public, otherwise my little scraper bot can't find it, and then I miss it. I miss your suggestions. So please make sure you do those two things, and you could well probably will get on next week's show. Right, this next one was going to close out the show tonight, but then I decided to pull rank and play another tune. So thank you, White Wolf, for this incredible suggestion. This is This Mortal Coil with Song to the Siren.
On the floating shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes and fingers, drew me laughing. Ooh.
Thank you very much, Gary, for that suggestion. That was This Mortal Coil, Song to the Siren. And that's about all I've got time for this week. So join me next week, same time, for the theme of the Festival of Lights. And if you want to hang around here after the next track, you'll get to enjoy the extras. Or you can jump over to labr.online to enjoy Steve and his Halloween party. That should be fun. I'm going to leave you with this one. This glorious piece. When I think of haunting songs, creepy songs, this is the one for me. This is Goldfrapp with Lovely Head. Good night, champions.
Playlist.